Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Right here, right now, you, sir, shake your ass a little bit. It's time for your debut on the picks. Huh? It's the scariest game of the week.
Oh.
Double box. Don't want to hear what you had to say because he's black.
All right, take it easy.
Not okay. Boo this man.
Go to the pit.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting. We're in several different states, several different locations. We have fans at some games, fans not. Let's dive right in. It's Rico's debut. My cousin Dino Babers. He takes Syracuse down to Chapel Hill. North Carolina laying 22.5. Let's go out to Mr. Playboy Rico Beard on the selection.
Spanking. Give me the Tar Heels. Normally when a point spread is that big, it's there for a reason. Not a big fan of what Syracuse does. I like Dino, but I think last year was the year for him to tap out and leave that dumpster fire. Give me the Tar Heels.
Over to the Hatchet Man.
Hey, baby, Rico.
I got those rumors for you.
Well, here's a rumor for you for this game. Dino Babers and Syracuse hired new assistants, including a DC who will run the 3-3-5. How they're going to look good in a pandemic era? I don't think they will. I am going with North Carolina here because of it.
Slide that bulbous head over to Drunky McDrunkerson. Kenny Cott on the pick.
Oh! I am usually pretty right about stuff. And you know what? In a COVID world, I have to agree with David here. Give me North Carolina.
No clue. Lay the points. Go Tar Heels. Game number two. National TV. Duke goes to ND. ND laying 20. We go to Mr. Beard.
Y'all players got all the girls over here.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to put the fans in the stands, similar to what you saw with Kansas City last night. I think it's just going to be too much for Duke. If it was basketball, this would be a different outcome. But in football, right. Yeah, Notre Dame.
Wrap it up. We do have 10 games here, Mr.
Analysis. Oh, there you go.
Let's go over to Hatchet.
Rub a little
easy.
Spit on there.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, John Jansen.
This is easy. Notre Dame, senior quarterback, Notre Dame all day.
Kenny Cott.
One of my good buddies went down to see a game at Notre Dame, and he got me a Notre Dame shot glass. So I'm going to go with Notre Dame here.
Come on, Kenny Cott.
The hell with it. Grip it and rip it. Notre Dame it is. Game number three. You know what? Can I change that pick? Screw it, because I'm going to be rooting against him. Give me Duke getting the 20. I take that back. To hell with them. Clemson laying 33. They're at Wake Forest. This is the game they tried to steal from Wake. Go ahead there, Ricardo. What do you got?
Oh, whoa.
I got Clemson. There you go.
Done.
That quick
David.
Enough?
Yeah, indeed.
33 is a lot of points, but ETN, Lawrence, Clemson all day.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Lawrence, Clemson, 33. Same logic.
I don't know who's even playing in this game. Is Dave Clawson still at Wake Forest? Give me Clemson. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League. Dolphins getting 7. They travel to New England to take on Scam Newton. We go to
Wake. Yeah. I got New England. We'll cover. Cam Newton is going to have a breakout game. I'm telling you, just watch.
God, you're an idiot. Over to David.
Crack!
We have a black coach versus a black quarterback. I think I have to go with the black quarterback because he was doubted all offseason. Go Patriots.
Over to Kenny Cott, who doesn't
He's
like
weak.
Black coaches.
He's incompetent. Oh. He jeopardizes the whole place.
I will go against Rico here. Cam Newton will not have a breakout game. Give me the Dolphins.
Dolphins are my favorite dog of the week. I think they're well coached under Brian Fuentes, and I think the Cam Newton stuff has gone too far. Give me the Fish plus the 7. Game 2, Seattle laying 2, travel to Atlanta. Rico, try to make a better
pick. It was getting bigger and blacker and blacker.
I'm going to go with the resurgence of the Dirty Birds. Give me the Falcons.
Yes, over to David.
This probably will make no sense, but Russell Wilson just had a baby. No sleep. I'm going Falcons here.
Colored.
Absolutely fantastic analysis. Over to Kenny.
I guess I'll be on an island white boy. Here. Yes, I guess I'll be on an island here. Give me the Seahawks.
I'm with Rico. I think Atlanta's going to be one of the most entertaining teams to watch. Seattle sucks both ways up front. Give me Atlanta. Game 3. Ooh, emotional, Rico. Arizona and my godson, Kyler Murray, out to San Francisco. Niners laying 7. You are a noted Niners apologist on the pick.
It's not big enough.
Well, Mike, I don't want to disappoint. Give me the Niners.
So stupid. Over to David.
Whatever, nerd.
Just because he's going Niners and he's a Niners fan, I have to go the Cardinals here. Quarterback rules, right? He's black.
Indeed. Yeah, but last I checked, Kyler Murray is. Over to Kenny.
I also thoroughly enjoy going against Rico. So give me the Cardinals here.
Cardinals are my wild card sleeper deluxe. I love them. I think Murray's going to be a top 5, top 6 QB this year. I'm going to take the points here. Let's go to Pack at Minnesota. Vikes laying 2.5. We go to Rico.
You know what? I'm going with the Packers in this game. I think I'm not a big fan of everything that's going on.
Are you trying to lose games?
Mike, these are my picks, right?
I'd be ashamed
if those are your picks.
All right, well, okay. Well, I'm just trying to help you in your debut.
Let's wait to see what happens next week when I'm winning, okay? Give me the Packers.
All right. Well, we know who's coming in last this year. We go over to David.
I understand the logic, Rico. Rodgers wants to prove it, but I have to go Vikings here. I'm sorry. They're not good in Green Bay.
Kenny Cott.
I am going Packers.
Liar, hey, Rico, liar, whore, and you know it.
Rico, you feel better about your pick? You're aligned with that dimwit. All right.
No,
so
but I just got the email. Pick with Mike every pick. Sorry about that.
No, okay, don't. No, don't, because then I can just ratchet up the verbal abuse. I think the Vikings will drop a bomb on the Packers. I think the Packers are a total disaster. They're a mess. Give me the Vikes at home. Matterhorn up. Let's go Bucks. Saints. God, I can't wait for this game. Saints laying 3.5. Try to make a better pick here, Rico.
I am going with the Saints because I do not believe in the hypes that it is Buccaneers. I feel bad because, as David would say, my godson, Will Golston, plays for the Bucks, but give me the Saints.
Wouldn't know it. Let's go over to David.
This is what you call...
I did sleep with my neighbor's wife.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
This is what you call the old-timers bowl with Brady and Breeze, but I have to go with the older guy with Brady in this one.
Over to Kenny Cott. He won't be sober for this one.
Absolutely not. The Saints only giving 3.5. That seems kind of weird. Bucks are all Frankenstein together. Give me the Saints.
Wow, that's a great story.
No, you leave him alone. That's actually good logic. The number is a little bizarre. I just don't know that Brady can put together a performance to go and beat what I think is one of the Super Bowl teams in the NFC. I don't like the 3.5, but I'll roll with the Saints here. That's an ugly number. Oh, great. Hey, look what else is on the sheet. Steelers laying 6.5 against the Giants now. Updated line. Traveling to empty MetLife. No different than any other Sunday to take on the Giants. Go to Rico.
And the Who Cares Bowl, except for Mike and David, I guess I'll go with the Steelers. Nice. For you, David, because I don't like Mike right now.
I agree with Roberto.
Roberto, you're on the air. David, as if I have to ask.
Listen, I cannot have my team start off bad. Just like you said about the Lions, I cannot have a loss to the Giants to start. Let's go Steelers all day, Devin Bush.
He's an idiot.
No, he's actually, him and Rico are probably the two smartest guys in the room on this one. Over to Kenny.
I don't want to see David mad on Monday. He usually takes it out on me when he is, so I'm going to take the Steelers as well, please.
What a filthy guy.
Heather, watch yourself. I mean, Kenny's all class. I don't even care anymore. This team blows. But I'm going to give them
one
shot.
Mike, you haven't even lost yet.
I'm going to give them one shot. I just won't raise my voice when I do it. I will take the G-Men one time. Come on. Danny Dimes and that blank look. Come on.
And you call me a homer.
I sound like Reema. Come on, Kenny Cott. All right, let's go to the game on Sunday. Bears, Lions. Lions laying 3. Rico, the floor is yours.
You know what?
Come on, Kenny Cott.
I can't. I'm going to go with the trend. I'm saying Chicago. Give me the Bears.
Okay.
David.
I don't know if this is what they say in Chicago, but bear down, bear down. Go Bears.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what they say either. I know University of Arizona does, but whatever. Kenny Cott.
If the Lions can't win by more than 3, cancel this season. Give me the Lions.
Oh, my God!
I'm with Kenny on this. Like, if you don't beat this team by a field goal, cancel Christmas, and as I said, sew together all of Wayne Fonce's leather jackets and make a body bag out of it and get this guy out of town. I am taking the Lions with confidence. God help me. Those are the picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.